Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Molly wrote she will be late, and the others are there. Some people coming. Okay. So I guess we will start. Note taker for today is Lola. So the obligatory next question is who would be taking notes in the next meeting? Susanne, thank you. The question is how will we start? Because Molly wrote she will be late, and the first thing on the agenda is kind of her thing. So
Can we skip that and just come back to it when she gets here?
yeah, that would be my idea. But we don't have very many things on the agenda, but Susanne had an idea. So we will start with this.
Okay. I talked with Joe from Spokane at the WolfCon, and we both made like a documentation for our own stuff about how to create the right order for the 85 import or for the furrow. And I wrote with Molly about it, and she mentioned that we could add additional topics for acquisition, where we kind of put those documentations so that not everybody has to do it on their own and have something like, oh, they did it. We have like a receipt where we can go along.
So this is these are general documentations which apply to everybody who is using this part. So yeah, okay.
Exactly.
So I
In
think
German, it would be Anleitung.
okay. So and it's Molly's acquisition is Molly's part, right? So and this is the reason. Okay. So Molly arrived, I realized. So
Hey,
and she,
everybody.
hi everybody. We are talking about additional topics for acquisition. And so I guess we will do that, right?
I'm definitely happy. Susanna, I would love for your assistance in what you'd like to see on these pages. I think most of you know, but I'm a training specialist. So while I know how the system works, I would love to see how someone who's practicing in a library, like what information would be the most helpful for you to see there. And then determine, is there anything in existing sections of the app documentation that should be pulled out of there and pointed to on those pages. I'm only slightly concerned about having too many pages to maintain. And so the acquisitions piece between the settings that go with it and the apps themselves, I'm kind of at capacity right now. But Susanna, if we could collaborate on those and kind of
Of
take dual
course.
responsibility, I would love, I totally agree. These are great topics for it. I just wanted to be transparent with, I need a little bit of help because I'm struggling already with the amount of pages that I have each release since, as we know, acquisitions is changing a lot. So there's a lot that I have to edit every release, which is a good problem to have, but still the problem of time. So
Yeah, about the EDIFACT, I will reach out to Joe because he has one documentation and I have a documentation. And some librarian from Frankfurt called me the EDIFACT expert.
I
So,
love that because I am
and also
not.
Sarah in the EXIG also said sometime, long time ago, that's my opinion, but it's EDIFACT. So ask Suzanne. So, yeah, I can do the EDIFACT part.
Oh, you're amazing. Yes. And I'm happy to collaborate and kind of partner on this together. I think it's a great idea, and I'm really, really grateful that you're willing to collaborate on it. So.
So I guess we can put in the protocol that you two will take over this part, and
Yeah.
sounds very good to me. So,
Excellent.
and the other part we put to the end of the agenda because Molly, you came later. Is our next meeting, where we would invite Kalila, PO of the POs, as we named her. And so I guess we need to discuss this document again. Because a lot of people weren't here last time, and but now my problem is I can't open it. I don't know why the link doesn't work, but maybe Molly, you could share this document.
Yes, let me try this. I'm going to pop in the chat. This is the one that we developed. Oh, sorry. One moment.
Yes, the wish list document. In
Yes, this is the one that we developed for sharing with Kalila. And it was based on
yeah, no, okay.
this one.
And it's also in the other one, okay. No.
Yeah, that was the
No.
one we had worked off of
Yeah.
to create. And I don't know if people have added things to either document that they want incorporated into the one to share with Kalila.
Yeah. So we the first talking point is definitive. The contact list of POs and contacts. And then there's a link, which means it's already there, or where it should be opened, this list. It's to ensure it's updated when there is a change. And okay. And then the option for pre-release meeting prior to Bugfest, Jira labels. Okay, and then the idea about collaborative editing space. And yeah, be sure to capture all changes and capacities. So does anyone doesn't see their wishes in this list? I don't hear anything, so I guess this will be our ultimate list. So the question is, how do we organize this meeting? Should we give her this list beforehand, or is it better to present it in the meeting? I somehow I feel it's not that much. And somehow most of the things are already happening. And yeah. So I guess we should discuss the list. And yeah, I'm not so sure what we will do in this meeting. So if we will provide the list beforehand, she could read it. So I guess we need to state something what she should do with the list, I guess.
I would recommend that we send it to her ahead of time and just say, you know, this is what we've brainstormed, so she has kind of time to digest and potentially respond to it. And it would also be great to know, from my perspective, if the POs have wish list items, you know, things that they're hearing that maybe we aren't hearing about the documentation. And this is my opinion only. I just kind of think it should be a two-way street, not just us asking, but also looking for their feedback too. You know, I think we all do a really great job, but the POs I know are in more of the community meetings, acting as product representatives, so they might have good feedback for us that we haven't thought of that we could solicit as well.
Yeah, it's a good idea, the thing about the two-way street. So we should address this in the meeting. So this is kind of our idea, and yeah, but somehow I feel we need she then needs to transport it to the POs. So this is kind of a point which we also should talk about. So I have two hands raised. I don't know who was first. I will start with Amanda.
I totally agree with what Molly is saying. And I would say that if we send it to Khalil prior to the meeting, A, that gives her an opportunity to respond better in the meeting. But going off of what Molly suggested and talking about the two-way street, when we present it to her or send it to her, maybe we could tell her that we would like for this to be a two-way street. So if there's anything that she has that or that she wants to ask the other POs before she meets with us, so that she's prepared with topics from them if they have them when we meet.
Yeah. I'm taking notes. I will write to her, and I will send her this document, and we'll address this idea. And Martina?
Hello. I have just one question to bullet point number two. Maybe this is now detailed, but maybe we could clarify what the meeting or who should meet. Option for pre-release meeting. I think it was meant like the document specialist for one area with the POs for this area, or it's not meant that all of us meeting with POs, right? So maybe we could clarify. And another idea or suggestion, a lot of us like this Jira label. Maybe we could think about a suggestion, like how we would word or th about the wording of a Jira label that we could, like, as a suggestion, give to them. This is just a little thought, so thanks.
So kind of a standardized label, or what do you have in mind?
Yes, in Jira there is
Yeah.
this feature of having labels, and there are a lot of tons of labels. And maybe we could clarify, or we could suggest one, I don't know, documentation relevant, or like maybe a wording so that it's easier for us to filter on. Maybe this is, oh yes, maybe doc needed. Yeah. I'm just reading the chat here. Thank you, Molly. So we just like suggest or propose a wording, which then the
Yes.
PO can com or the POs can comment on if they would like this one label in Jira, so that we could agree on this label.
Yeah. So I guess we should put this as the first bullet point under this Jira label, because I guess this is the most important thing then to discuss. Standardize. No. Is it set or C? Ah, no. It's not a S, I guess. Standardized label. So did you put the should the question is the question mark in the chat a question mark for the
Oh no.
question or
That was
for the
me
label?
questioning if people liked it. I just need to be in the
Yeah,
label.
okay.
Sorry about that. Hi
So,
everyone. I have a basic question about this.
yeah.
I just put a link in the chat to a folio board that I found that's filtered for documentation tickets. I'm just thinking, I see what we mean here. We need a label on tickets that require documentation, but what is this? The thing I link to, what is it filtering on? If it's not using a label right now, sorry, just getting used to how we organize all of our work here. No, that's a great question. Those are specifically the docs project. And Oh, so I see. basically,
Okay,
we as
yes.
documentation
Okay.
specialists create, some of us do. It's kind of historically been up to us how we want to manage our own documentation area. But many of us create, when we find something that needs to be documented, we create a Jira task for ourselves using the docs project so that we
Yeah.
can track that work.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, that's what Christine was doing before she handed over her roles to me. And so I'm doing that too. And she reassigned some of these to me. So now I understand. These are for the ones we create. These are not tickets that need documentation. Gotcha. Thank you.
So I guess do you understand what I wrote? Standardized label, doc needed. Should we put there more context, or is this self-explaining to someone who wasn't here?
I think this makes sense. Basically, what we'd be asking is, do all POs agree that use of this label is doable? And if so, does that name of the name label need to change? I think it's a pretty clear name, but that's what we're asking. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So I guess I will write Kalila, send her this document, and then we maybe she will write something back. So I will put it in the chat if this is the case, and we need to talk about it again. And if not, we will discuss it in our next meeting, and maybe if, and we will see what will be the outcome. Maybe we will meet the PO's meeting or anything in this direction. So I guess we are finished here with this task. There's nothing more on the agenda. Did you came up with something in the meantime? What you wanted to discuss in the group? We had something in the chat about delayed releases. Just for my information, what's the release date got delayed for Sunflower got no, it's already released. Okay.
Yeah, it's
And
the
there's no date for
Trillium.
Trillium. Okay.
Yeah, it's the
Yeah.
Trillium one that's still, I think, TBD, unless anybody else has heard differently.
Yeah, this is the Eliana is writing March 26.
That's what I last heard. I don't know if it's still true.
Yeah, I think that's what we put in the last month's docs notes. Meeting notes was that that was the projected date was March 2026, and I haven't heard anything otherwise.
Okay.
They still haven't updated the release page that has kind of the Gantt chart of it. That I had heard March as a projection as well, but I don't think that they've made any official update yet. And this is the page that I'm looking at in case anybody needs it, but it still
Well,
has
it's
the old
probably
date.
safe to say that it will be at least March.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, I guess there's a lot going on in the community about delaying releases, so Okapi is supported longer and yeah, so on. So I guess this might change again.
Nobody's
Okay.
ready for Eureka.
Yeah. So, I guess we will see each other in December, right? Okay.
All right. Well,
Thank
have a
you
good
for the
day,
meeting
everybody.
and
I did have a brief
oh, you.
announcement, which I put in the notes. I was informed on October 23rd that on December 17th of this year, which is the final day of the fall semester, UMass will be permanently closing the Wadsworth Library, where I've worked since 2018. This will also be my final day of employment at UMass. However, if no one objects, I'd be happy to carry on doing the documentation. I've enjoyed doing it and with working with you all. I think I've done a reasonably okay job of doing it. I've added a second email, the GitHub account allows you to do, and I think I can send my email address in Slack. I'm hoping maybe Peter can transfer my Confluence to your permission to a personal email account if you think you're willing to do that. So you can all talk about that amongst yourselves, but as I say, I'd be happy to go on doing the documentation.
Okay, yeah, really sorry to hear this. But I think it's great that you want to continue the documentation meanwhile. And so, yeah, thank you very much for this offer. So I guess we will gladly take it. And if you somehow don't do it in the future, we will need to find somebody. But it's great that you will continue it first. Thank you.
You're welcome. Like I say, happy to go on doing it.
Okay. So, yeah. Not on a happy end today. Do we have something positive to end our working day or start your working day in the Okay. Sun is shining here. How is the weather in the US?
Kind of gray here today, but
Yeah, it's starting to feel
it's
wintry.
cozy indoors.
Yeah,
Yeah,
it's definitely hot cocoa weather.
I heard that in the most western parts of Germany tomorrow there will be 20 degrees. Okay, I guess you don't know what this is the equivalent.
I guess about 60 to 70 Fahrenheit. Somehow.
Favorite.
Kind of summery, you could not summery, summery is a different word.
Yeah.
Like summer.
Summer-like.
Summer-like, yeah.
I
Yeah.
second Ben. We're all moving to Germany.
We do have a lot of fog here in the mornings because we are next to a big lake and now it's getting all into autumn, and so it took until 2 p.m. until the sun came out, so
But Ludwig lives near the most sunny city in Germany.
yeah.
Freiburg is the sunniest city in Germany. And it's really nice. I live near the Alps. We have a lot of fog. And maybe snow.
Yeah, where I live is also next to the Alps. We cannot we can also see them. Also, they are in Switzerland. So, and but we don't have any snow because of the lake. If it snows, it's very chaotic here if it snows.
Yeah.
I heard that.
Especially with the trains. The trains are never prepared that winter is coming. That's really crazy.
Well, if I change my temperatures on my weather forecast website from Fahrenheit to Celsius, I'm currently visiting at my parents' house, and it is 8 degrees Celsius right now, but the high today is 21, so we are going to have a major temperature shift.
Okay.
I guess the minimum today was like 4, and the max is like 12 degrees. It's really cold.
It's here it's somehow okay. After the fog has lifted, So
Baden-Württemberg halt. Baden-Württemberg
I Yeah. So I guess we discussed this part and in this so with this I guess we will end the meeting. And it's documented forever in the folio recordings. Great. So
All right. Well, have a good day, everybody.
yeah.
You too.
You too.
Thank
Bye.
you. Bye-bye.
Bye.